And there's another kind of vegetable. It's green and it's slimy if you boil it. But if you cut it up and fry it, it's very nice. It's a long, slender kind of thing. It starts with an O. Okra?
Oh, yeah, okra. Mm-hmm.
And if you left an apple or a plum lying around, it would dry up and...
shrivel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the kinds of vegetables that come in heads...
lettuce.
Or...
a cabbage.
Mm-hmm. And talking about the cabbage, if you wanted to buy several of those, you'd say, I want some...
a cabbage.
All right. If you wanted several of the lettuce, you would say, I want some...
I want several heads of lettuce.
And okay. Then to get beans out of the pod by hand, you would...
shell.
All right. And what is the kind of bean that you have to shell that's kind of ear-shaped and little flat beans?
Lima beans.
Is there another name for them?
Butter beans.
Are they the same thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about the kind of bean that you do not have to shell, but you break them up?
Green beans.
All right. Any other name for them?
Pole beans?
Do you ever call them snap beans?
I've heard that, but I don't call it.
Do you ever call them string beans?
String beans.
And then the kind of vegetable that's, well, several kinds of vegetables, like turnips, for instance, you might cook just the tops and you call that?
Turnip greens.
Mm-hmm. What are some other kinds of greens? Okay, well, it's not an essential item. You mentioned heads of lettuce. If you had several children, would you ever say heads of children?
No.
Okay. Suppose you did have a lot of children, like somebody had about 14, you would say he has a whole...
bunch.
Would you ever say passel?
No.
All right. And then outside an ear of corn, you have...
the husk.
Okay. And then the kind of corn that is tender enough to eat off the cob? Well, what do you call just, well, suppose you had corn and it was still on the cob, what would you call it?
Corn on the cob.
Okay. Would you ever call it roasting ears?
No.
All right, that's a country term, not a city term. And then the thing at the top of the corn stalk is the... It's also the thing on a graduation cap that hangs...
tassel.
In. Mm-hmm. And then the stringy thing that you have to stuff, that you have to pull off the corn...
corn silk.
Mm-hmm. And the orange vegetable that's associated with Halloween?
Pumpkin.
And a little yellow crookneck vegetable?
Squash.
Mm-hmm. And can you name, or will you name, some kinds of melons?
Watermelon, honeydew melon.
Okay, are there any different kinds of watermelon?
I don't know.
What is a little, this is not a melon, a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods after?
Mushroom.
Can you eat those?
Well, some of them.
What do you call the kind you can't eat?
Toadstool.
And if you cannot eat it, you might say, you better not eat that, it might be?
Poisonous.
And then the things that people smoke are?
Cigarettes.
And the big brown ones are...
cigars.
Do you know any slang names for cigarettes? Okay.
No.
Did you ever hear squares?
No.
For cigarettes? Joel just said that, and I wondered if you knew that term, too. If there were a lot of people at a party, they might be standing around the piano.
See?
Okay. And if somebody told a joke, they might be...
laughing.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody offered to do you a favor... and you didn't want him to because then you thought you might have to do him a favor. You would say, no, thank you, I don't want to be. Beholden, obligated.
Obligated.
Okay.